What?
That's him, dude. You're like,
oh, sorry, oh, I was providing the sound effects of you chewing.
Hey!
This is a stupid question. I'm Pedro.
Oh, we're doing Sarah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Start again. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. Just
oh, hold on. I got a sound effect for that.
I was trying to reach the lolly ball.
Hello, this is a question, stupid. My name's Kieran.
Fuck. Do it again.
Hello, this is a question.
That was a record scratch.
It almost sounded like a duck.
Record scratch.
It did an echo. Notice that?
Faster than an echo?
No. Farts echo. Apparently, ducks quack.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird. Is that true? What?
Apparently, it is.
I love how genuine reaction that was.
Hello, this is a stupid question. Sean,
you're speaking what's to up? Kieran.
I leveled up.
Was Kieran's it, giant
we
now.
Did we do the intro?
No, I don't think we did it.
All right.
Do it again.
This is gonna be in it though. Like,
oh yeah.
Hello, this is a stupid question. My name's Kieran.
I'm Alex.
I'm Andy.
I'm Pedro.
So is this a stupid question? And let me just preface this by saying this is a stupid question. All right.
Well, isn't that for us to decide?
No, yeah, no,
I feel like that's you shouldn't preface anything.
You can't take that away from us.
So. I'm very sorry to say that I have thought about this question before, and the way I found it was stupid was because the stupid person from Todd from Scrubs asked it in Scrubs.
The television show.
Yes, the television show. All right. So, do gay people sometimes get turned on by their own genitals?
You've wondered this before.
In my younger years.
Why is it stupid?
Discuss.
Well,
I think men's bodies are terrible.
Oh yes, that is true. But obviously,
we're a little bit
obviously
biased,
yeah. Obviously, if you're gay,
obviously.
Obviously.
If you're gay, I think you... It's probably the same as... You probably don't... I don't know. See, I don't know.
No, I think the answer is no.
What about the other way, though? Like, girls. Gay is in both genders.
No, I don't think you get turned on by... No, you
yeah, wouldn't. It's like you can't tickle yourself, you know?
I think you can.
You can't.
All right, next question. He's got it.
Sorry, that analogy just does not like.
No. I mean, it's good. Relevant.
It's good.
This
but
is
it's
why
just
I'm
not
touching him.
I can feel
I think,
that.
I think it's relevant, but you can't.
I think that does check out in a weird kind of logic. I get it.
My logic is that. Yeah, that. I guess that's.
All right. Good night.
But like, so if he's looking at yourself in the mirror and say, pretty good.
Oh, well, you know,
pretty good.
But like, so you're just, if, you're just saying, you're, but like, you're saying that anyone can just look at themselves in the mirror and go, all right.
Well,
no, would you fuck me?
Well, I saw a question today, a stupid question. I didn't write it down, but since you asked that one, I'm going to say what the question was that I saw.
I'm scared.
And it was, if I go to another dimension and oh, I okay. find yep. the female version of myself.
Is that masturbation?
It was like, well, the question was, is that incest? Like,
well, I think for it to be incest, it has to be a sibling.
But the fact that, I mean, you're asking the question, so I assume you know that that is you.
Yeah.
That dimension's version
it,
of you.
Wait, does it have to be a female version of you?
Well, so, I mean, it whatever tickles your fancy. So, in this case, it probably, yeah, it would be a female version of ourselves.
But like, okay.
But the interesting thing about that is that you obviously are turned on
if you're gay. Well, it doesn't really matter.
No, it does. I think my dimensional question is more better.
No, it's more better.
It's betterest.
Like, if you're gay and you saw an intimate dimensional, you know, version of you, not as the opposite. So if you're gay,
Whatever you find desirable.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But let's not do opposite sex, because like the other gender has what you desire. And
so
Is this because like you said that if people were more like you, the world would be a better place? So you just get along with yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just try to fuck every version of you.
Oh yeah,
I would.
This is.
I mean,
we're 3 hours into this recording session.
I think we're getting delirious here.
I mean, I like what they like. I love sex as much as they love sex. So it's compatible.
You could watch The Prestige together and not
worried about spoiling
it for each other. You're the twin,
because there's no Andys in the world.
Yeah. It's just like, they're us.
Oh, God.
If you're watching that movie and the world was just you and yourself, you'd pick that shit straight away.
Would everybody have to watch it at the same time? This is the part where
I'm playing the twin.
But the thing is, like, everyone would look like you as well. So every character...
No, like...
Every character looks exactly like... Because they are you.
I was thinking more like people... Big,
no, like, no, 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 no. They look the same now as well in this other dimension.
Fair enough. It's getting seriously abstract. I can't focus anymore.
You'd be watching that movie. Every fucking movie would be exactly the same. Like, oh, the bad guy, it's me.
But with a beard.
Yeah, it's a good guy, it's me.
If, like, one of me would have to get really good at, like, prosthetics and, like makeup and stuff.
Amazing. Can you imagine the day on the set?
Like, I want to fuck me at one point.
He's already there. No, that's the caterer.
You would get confused so easily.
Yeah, because like...
It's like the planet of the homers.
I think the prosthetics guy would be like the most valuable guy. Because like they're trying to make different people.
Yeah,
and like the fantasies would be like,
would you get anything done? Like, you'd find yourself so attractive.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right now, scenario, you would.
7 billion Kieran staring into each other's eyes.
Yeah, actually, now you say that, I would get really turned on. So
that's a lot of Kierans to get through.
They'd all like each other because they wouldn't annoy each other. They'd all be in their own space.
They would sit silently in the cinemas. They wouldn't spoil the movie because they were in the fucking movie.
I actually love how we've arrived at this conversation organically, because I've been wondering about this doppelganger argument for quite some weeks now. And I was going to ask, like, if you found a doppelganger of yourself, what would be your first instinct? What would you do with it?
When you were traveling, did you see any? Did you see any of us? But like,
no, I have seen an Asian doppelganger of Kieran, though.
An Asian one?
Yeah.
We saw a YouTube video clip of like somebody taking mushrooms, and it was a doppelganger of me.
Yeah, it was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Were you the one taking mushrooms and you were looking into a mirror?
Yeah.
Either or.
I saw like a Facebook, Twitter, whatever thing of two guys sat next to each other on a plane, and they looked exactly the same. And
yeah. One guy's
Swedish and the other guy's from, you know,
but
somewhere
they had,
else.
Like big red beards.
Yeah, white man with beard. Yeah.
The hair was exactly the same. They had exactly the same build and features. They took a photo and sent it out, and everyone was like,
holy shit.
Yeah.
But people were actually sending in their own photos of them looking like them as well. Like,
yeah.
So I mean, that guy was like, you know.
Yeah.
In the realm of possibilities, it's got to happen eventually, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry,
yeah,
where did you see the Asian Kieran?
Oh, this was years ago.
Oh, okay.
Wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah.
So,
probably getting spoiled by Asian Andy. The Prestige.
Yeah. Watching the Chinese version of the Prestige.
What would you guys do if you ran into your doppelganger?
Is this person just the doppelganger just looks like me, not like okay. my personality and stuff.
Okay, let's use the word clone then.
Okay.
Your clone.
Yeah. What would you do if you ran into a clone?
I play catch.
Now this is probably sad, but
yes.
I like when I was a kid, when I was like, when oh, I was good. Playing, playing in
Daddy
my,
wasn't there.
When I was playing in the back,
we'd watch
backyard,
Ninja Turtles together.
When I was playing in the backyard, I was like, man, it'd be such great to have another one of me so I could just like throw the ball to myself and bowl the ball, and I could like be hitting
man,
it.
You're bringing great. It down.
Yeah, you really just thought about this, like, I want the world to be like me, business.
Yeah,
probably.
I know what I'd do if I saw someone else.
Your like clone, me. Okay,
my clone, well,
your
sorry,
clone.
My clone.
Is this like a normal world where clones are around?
No.
It's this
no,
world.
This is this world, clone. This reality, but it is somehow you've been cloned without your knowledge. I'm curious as to what your first reaction would be.
Probably a high five or something. Hey, man. Shit, yeah. We look the same.
Don't you just fucking love The Wire? Isn't it amazing? I was like, yeah.
You do that like... say some random words and you say it at the same time thing. Is that what you do?
Or just like in Parent Trap or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what would you do, Alex?
Probably try to have sex with myself.
No. What?
You wish you didn't ask
it. I knew I was going there. I just had to ask
really?
A question.
Okay,
yeah, I think
you,
so.
Do you stand when you wipe? I'm doing a survey.
Yeah, I've got so many questions for you.
Yeah, so many of them are stupid.
But I know all the
could
answers.
Could you subscribe to this podcast? Probably has his own podcast where he's asking the same questions.
Is this an intelligent question?
So is the opposite.
Yeah, so it's like Bizarro world.
Yeah. Hmm.
That'd go against my everybody.
Well, so we wouldn't be podcasting, we would be taking over the world.
Because that's the opposite of podcasting. Yeah. World domination.
The opposite of sitting around and talking about stuff is actually doing
is actually is action, putting things into plans.
Oh, that'd be terrible if you like bumped into your doppelganger, like your clone, and he's got like a much better life than you do.
I'd have to kill him and assume his identity.
It's like the Booper ads.
Yeah.
Was it Booper?
I think it was.
Your
future self. Yeah.
Hmm. If I ran into a version of me that was doing better, I would take him out.
To dinner?
Isn't that what I've never seen the show, but the TV show Orphan Black, isn't that what that's based off? The main character is a clone and she keeps running into versions of herself and they're killing each other. I don't know.
Well, you just sold a ticket though.
Apparently, it's a really good show. Yeah, it's really good. Apparently, I've never seen it.
List.
yeah,
the never fucking ending list.
There's fucking five seasons of it.
Yeah. How many seasons does Falling Skies have now?
I still don't know what Falling Skies is.
I don't even know what that
is. It's an alien invasion TV show.
I'm surprised it's still going. I mean, I haven't seen
it.
But
it's got like four or five seasons as well.
Nah.
It's never ending.
What would you do, Pedge? You ran into someone, you ran into your clone.
Probably, play catch as well.
I don't know. That would be interesting, though.
Yeah.
You would, though.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, mate, really great to see you. There's a game on in 5 minutes, so do you want to... Like,
that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, best friend forever.
I mean, would that be something you'd like somebody to watch the football with?
Well, I have people to watch the football with.
Yeah, but
not
like
at 5 a.m. in the morning.
That would be very weird.
Yeah.
It's making us all sound very lonely and desperate.
Oh, is that violins or is it just in my headphones?
Yeah. Wow, that took a turn.
But I don't think we actually answered your question about Kieran's question about
opposite sex.
Gay people get turned on.
I mean,
their
if
bodies.
You're gay, please.
I'm gonna
tweet us on our question.
Gonna
stupid.
Be no.
I feel like the answer is gonna be no. As well,
because like if I ran into myself, for example. Oh wait.
But you're not gay.
Yeah, that's
no. What was the question?
If I ran into a female version of myself.
I don't think you have to be gay to answer the question, though. I mean, do you turn yourself on?
Because like you like the male form. That's the deal.
Mm. That's the deal.
That's the deal, and you're stuck with it.
I don't think it works like that, but all right.
No, it's not a choice, Andrew. It's
not a choice. You can't be both.
Apparently, Kieran's assigning people now. You don't get to choose.
Assigning people's sexualities, yeah.
But it's like when you really think about it, like
you probably wouldn't. You don't turn yourself on, but I mean, because you know what. How to turn.
I was going to say, I think you know how disgusting your own body is.
Yeah, but you probably...
You know where it's been.
I know what you've done.
But as a purely like if you were... Let's say you're turned on already. Like, you're just in one of those moods.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, you're just one of those moods that you're just like... So you've got a raging
put
erection.
Put it in a bird's nest.
And then you just look down, like you're like obviously.
Yeah, look down.
If this is offensive, I sincerely apologize. But like, I just don't know, and that's my ignorance. But like, you just look down, and you're just like, man, that's a like luscious looking cock.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I mean, nah.
I still go by the you can't tickle yourself theory.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I didn't know it was a theory.
I mean, it is now.
What I mean, you'd have to be, I don't know, I was thinking narcissistic, maybe.
Yes. Okay. But then.
Yep.
But then I feel like a narcissist could be, you could be a straight man or woman and then still be like, yeah.
Isn't there a scene in?
You know what I mean,
like, I'd have to do that.
Isn't there a scene in like Single White Female or something where this, that's the babysitter one, I think. And like,
is this a porn?
No, it's a movie from the early 90s. And I think the woman walks in. I think it's the babysitter of her baby, and she walks in on the babysitter, and the babysitter's like humping like a bedpost. And I know it's not it's not like your question.
It's not the question at all.
I know it's not the question, but it's kind of like it's shocking to the lady, the protagonist of the movie, and it's quite a shocking scene if. Because she's a psychopath, like she's trying to kill the mother to have the baby and her husband. That's the movie.
So
I'm lost. So
she's humping furniture.
All I'm saying is, if you're looking at yourself,
hold on.
If you're looking at yourself and your genitalia.
Why is she humping the because thing if she wants to kill the...
No, it's got nothing to do with the killing.
Sorry.
But I'm saying that she's a psychopath. I'm trying to answer the question properly.
Yes. Sorry.
You answered the question. You can't tickle yourself.
Well, she was. No, but this comes to the thing about the narcissistic psychopath type feeling that...
I think narcissism and
psychopathy... I'm not saying that's directly related to masturbation. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. She was a murderer, though, this lady.
Mm. There's always that thing of like if you woke up as a woman, what would be the first thing you'd do?
Haven't we done this already?
Have we?
Oh, maybe I've thought about it.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm taking annual leave for the week.
I'm booking a hotel room.
You can't do it in your own house.
You got to make it special, Kieran.
Mirrored room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did talk about that one.
Yes,
we did. With, when? Like, the dream. Second person.
If you're, when you go to sleep, you live someone else's life.
Mm.
And if it, yeah.
Good times.
I think yes for some people.
Anyway. Maybe. Well, fuck, I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why it's a stupid question. Like,
exactly.
We're not scientists.
Yeah.
Or
gay.
Yeah. Or we can put a disclaimer on that.
We're not gay scientists.
None of our opinions matter.
Yeah. Or mean anything. As a tall person.
Yeah.
And myself as a shorter person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're not that short.
But I'm not that tall.
He's shorter than me.
I'm much shorter than Alex. Mm-hmm. Alex is a tall guy.
Everyone's shorter than Alex.
Yeah. Okay. So, would you trade leg room on a plane Ooh. For views at a concert.
Wait.
So.
This is a quick answer.
Yeah.
So I would get more leg room.
Yeah, but the way I think it would work is this: if I was sitting on a plane
mm-hmm.
and I saw you there, and I would be like, "Ah, sir, please take my seat. I have more leg room because
so we just realized we don't know each other."
Yeah, because I can
you're each other's doppelganger, but he's a lot taller.
I can see you are you have less leg room because you are much taller than I am.
Yep,
and then
And I'm like, thank you, sir. And please accept this ticket to a concert.
No. Because that's just the rule. You see someone taller, you give them your seat with more leg room, okay?
Oh, I'd love that
reality. At a concert,
yep.
If I was behind you, I'd be like, sorry. Ah, of course, please stand in front of me.
Ah.
And then I would slowly work my way as far as I can go.
And I would slowly end up at the back of the room. I would slowly end up at the back of the room.
Yeah, but the problem, this is where it started was I was on a long haul flight recently and I had my seat back
mm-hmm.
and the air hostess like tapped me on the shoulder and said, oh, could you move your seat forward a little bit? I was like,
really?
Why? What for? Why? Like, I mean, why?
Mm.
And she's like, oh, because for the convenience of the guy behind you.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like looking over the back of my seat. It's like, not that tall.
But that inconveniences you.
Totally.
And you both have bought the same ticket.
So that's why I'm saying...
Right, okay, we can't get carried
away. What company was this?
Well, that's when...
I'm saying.
That's when, like...
We'll do it offline.
After, like, after the seatbelt sign comes off, you just hear... You just see this tidal wave of seats going back.
So, like, I am willing as a short person speaking on behalf of my species to say to airlines, make a lot of seats closer and make some of the seats bigger and then put all the tall people in one section.
I don't think the air hostess should have done that.
No, I didn't move back. I was like, I moved forward and then about after 10 minutes, I was like, back.
Was food coming out?
No, it was just movie watching. I was settling in, it was post-meal settling in.
She shouldn't have asked.
I know.
I'm not very considerate because of my height. I'm just like, well, fuck. I'm sorry, but I don't have a choice here.
Yeah, you have to go. But the way you go back doesn't have a doesn't depend on how far
it's.
I was about to say,
it's not necessarily my legs that are a problem. It's my knees.
Maybe he had a big nose
under the chair in front of me.
You can't stretch out. Yeah, but I was like on that flight as well. Like I was like, I've got fucking heaps of room, man. Like I can wiggle my legs around.
Mm.
You know, and I was like, just
put your like denim jacket on, your shoes.
Yeah,
put your arms up there.
Like whoa.
So
I'm just like, well, you tall people, can have the big seats. I don't care. But next time I'm standing somewhere wanting to see something in front of me, I'd be like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could be
part of our three-day weekend. This type of rule.
Bridges everywhere.
Bridges.
Yeah. Yeah, tall people at the back.
Yes.
I think you're talking about segregation.
No, but it's fair. Like,
no, it's
I'll,
right.
I'll, I take mean, the cram- is, I'll take a smaller seat on a plane.
This is a very polite society you're pitching here. Look, I think it could work.
Hmm.
I think I'd probably go in for something like that.
But then the
short... Because I feel awkward. I mean, I actually went and saw Jersey Boys when I was in London. And I had...
instead of the Book of Mormon. I can't believe
it. Is that why you felt awkward?
Jersey Boys is good, though.
Have you seen it live?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's great.
It's fantastic. It was awesome.
Yeah. I haven't seen Book of Mormon, though, because I'm not in the States.
No, but the point is I had a really good seat down the front. Not the front row, but... I got my seat first, and then this lady came along, who was obviously shorter than me, got the seat directly behind me. I apologized to her. I said, sorry, I can't help it. This
silhouette in front of her.
I sunk down in my seat. I mean, I try to be accommodating, but yeah, look.
Usually, were you in a theater where those seats are like really tight?
Yeah.
Yeah, those Broadway seats are like ridiculous.
Like old cinema seats.
Mm. Well, yeah, they're like... They're up to your knees. They're like really, really tight because they want to.
In that situation, I usually have to tuck my legs under my body. It's so comfortable.
And that's why you have knee pads.
Yeah. That's why I have kneecaps.
Yeah,
caps.
I'd like to live in this world.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair because planes are fucking really hard going.
Yeah,
but then
I mean,
you'd be at the back of the Broadway.
Yeah, you'd be never in the mosh pit.
Yeah, no, you could be in the mosh pit, but like if someone invoked that rule,
yeah,
was like, excuse me, and you'd have to do it, otherwise you'd be like kicked out. So you wouldn't you wouldn't end up with a bag because not everyone's going to do it, right?
Then there'd be like shows for tall people only. You have to be above 1.8.
I mean, yeah, I mean if it's as polite as that, but I mean if someone's just like smug walking in there who's like really short ass dude, just like get to the park and back, I'd be like, I'm going to step on you.
Yeah. Then fine. Yeah. You can't be, there's the no asshole rule. You can't be an asshole about it.
Well,
let's make that a world rule.
People just aren't paying attention to that rule.
No, I know.
3-day weekend, bridges everywhere, no asshole rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tall people at the back.
and short people in the small seats on a plane.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. We get the
as long as I have a USB port and a screen, I don't fucking care. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Like legroom, you know, we often get given like emergency row seats on the plane when I fly regularly enough, and I often just go, I don't really need it, but I'll fucking take it because
you son of a bitch.
But you know, like I'll be like, oh well, I'll only take it if it's row one though.
Mm.
Yeah.
What does row one have to do with this? Got extra leg room?
Yeah, and you're at the front of the plane to get off fast.
I really love that when they have to hear you say you're fine with like doing the thing, like you sort of like, yeah, it's fine. But in the back of your mind, it's like, fuck.
What if I actually need to do this one day?
What if something happens?
Yeah, like, how heavy is the door? Yeah. 15 kilos?
I'm just going to get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not going to tell everybody else to get rid of me. You said yes!
But yeah.
Cool.
We're developing some policies, not going to lie. We've got four so far.
I think we're going to need to run for parliament soon. Well, soon I think as we the, need to, stupid question.
Well, I think we need parliament. To work on our name because if it's a stupid question.
Stupid question party.
Like question time is going to be a really different show.
It might be on commercial television. Yeah.
So can we bring back the worm that's like...
Yeah.
Do your pants up.
But it's just literally a worm in a worm farm.
Or it just turns into a sperm.
If you're still listening to this, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Hit us up with any stupid questions and we will answer them.
We're on Stitcher and iTunes.
And please just be polite in public toilets.
And don't be an asshole.
And fuck your clone.